This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The strippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, yeah, just joining us now, our great radio stations like 98.9 The Rock, Kansas City's rock station, also our friends in Sacramento, California, at 98 Rock, and Big Dog 97.9 in Joplin, Missouri. Our question, who do you know with a special talent or skill? Sadly enough, if you're just joining the program, the reason and inspiration for this question originally was a man named Uganda Joe, we named, a 48-year-old man, who has a special skill or talent, and that would be that his flatulence kills mosquitoes within a 6-mile area.
6 meter.
6 mile radius.
I know.
All right. Well, the story said that a insect repellent company contacted Uganda Joe because they were wanting to hire him so they could study his gas and figure out why it's so effective, which we thought was one of the greatest stories that we have ever read of the year.
Uganda Joe became like my hero.
And it turns out that Uganda Joe isn't real.
He's just our imaginary friend now.
Yeah.
We wanted to meet Uganda Joe.
What is real? 48-year-old Brazilian man named Claudio Pinto. He hopes for a place in the record books for an amazing talent. He can pop both eyes 95% out of their sockets. He has undergone various tests, and doctors say they've never seen or heard of a person who could pop the eyes out as much as he can.
Yeah, because he's not okay.
It was pretty easy to make money. I can pop my eyes out 4 centimeters each. It is a gift from God.
That's what he said?
Yeah, Claudio Pinto.
That's a gift from God, huh?
Claudio Pinto. Does that not mean Claude Horse?
It might mean Claude Horse, yeah.
I'm just saying, if his name is Claudio Pinto.
Pinto's horse?
Pinto is beans.
There's Pinto beans.
Does Pinto mean horse or does it mean beans?
Well, no, remember the old Pinto?
Do you think he's Claude Beans or is he Claude Horse?
They call me Claude Beans.
I like Claude Beans and Uganda Joe.
Claude Beans probably should hang out with
Uganda
Joe.
Yeah, maybe the fact that his name was Joe from Uganda should have thrown us off.
Okay.
Or tipped us off.
Our question, who do you know with a special talent or skill? 844-999-OLA.
A little bit earlier, we were arguing over things like, is it a talent or a skill to do like what Claude Beans there does, right?
Claude Pinto,
whatever the hell his name was. Like, is that a skill? Is that a talent? Well, someone reached out to us. Here's their comment. I will read it as is. A skill is acquired. You can be skilled in a skill that you acquire. Training does not always equate talent. Talent refers to a natural aptitude to understand and perform skills. Someone with talent has an advantage over someone without talent doing the same thing. So it's skill privilege? So you guys are talented. The talented is the synergy you guys have, and it shows in application. A lot of skilled bounty hunters on The Mandalorian. Only one with talent.
Oh, yes.
That's like, do you know like one of the greatest coaching things of all time?
No.
One of the greatest cliches. You know about hard work and talent? Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't want to work hard.
All right.
Let's go get them, boys.
Right? They're bigger than us. They're stronger than us. They're talented. But.
Get out there, Rudy.
Who do you know with a special talent or skill? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, so this is, I'm in my mid-40s, so this is going back to the early 80s, but my grandmother back in Jersey, she used to grab and she could skip 10 stones across the creeks and the streams and the ponds, and 10 of them at one time. She'd stack them up and whip them across, and she taught me and my brother, and we were able to get, I can get no more than 6, and then I just look like I'm all over the place, but yeah, she could skip 10 stones across the water.
At the same time.
In her, also, all 10 in her hand.
Huh.
She had 11 fingers on one hand.
Isn't there like a stone skipping competition somewhere?
I'm sure there is.
I thought I saw one like in Asia or something where a guy was just amazing. Like he set some kind of record. So I think it's an actual thing.
What's the most you've skipped? I think the best I've done
just
is four.
One at a time.
Oh, yeah. How many?
I mean, as far as I throw, I've never put up.
Right. That's the amazing thing. You're talking about six in your hand at the same time.
Are they all between her fingers?
Yeah, well, I'm a big guy. I'm over 6'4", and I can fit six. But once I get to, like, 7 or 8, they just kind of, like, fall out when I go to throw them. But she was only, like, 5'4", a little Italian lady, and she would whip them across, and they would just splatter out in different directions. It was amazing.
Back in the home of country, exactly. We skip it the rock.
We skip it Pitzels at Christmas.
Yeah, I'm with you. I can get 5 or 6 skips, but I couldn't skip 6 of them at the same time.
No.
You can get 5 or 6 on an average throw.
No.
Oh, okay.
As far as I thought we were talking about like skims off the water, right?
Yeah, how many times the skim? I usually get about 3. I mean, the third one's a little bit of a dud, but
it's all about, you know, are you bending at the knees? Are you getting low?
You need to get low. You need to come in Ken Tekulve style. Way down on the side.
Yes.
You
know what I mean?
What kind of style?
All right, Dan Quisenberry. Does that work for you? Who do you know with a special talent or skill? 844-999.
Yeah, Robin heard the same name I did.
I was like, wait, what?
I thought you hadn't even seen that movie.
Yeah.
What movie?
I don't want to repeat the name.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Phil, you explain it to him.
Yeah, please.
Say your idea has roots.
Okay. Oh.
That's God. Where we were like,
that went dark.
by the way, Miles, regarding burping the alphabet, okay? Someone says, I can burp the entire alphabet in 5 burps or less without drinking soda. And someone else, this comes from Amy, she says, I'm a 61-year-old woman. I just got to burp in the letter G on my first attempt.
Good for you.
And then she follows that up with, not to brag.
Yeah, that's why you sent us a comment.
Hello, Laura. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I don't know if this is a skill or a talent, but I have seen my friend use it as a bar trick. She can actually pop her eyeballs out 3/4 of the way, and it's absolutely disgusting.
Okay,
I don't know.
It's a bar trick. So what is she trying to get out of this? Is it a free shot?
Drink.
All right. So
would I give a free drink to someone who terrifies me?
I know. I don't understand.
How many times?
That's why I was like.
How many times do you think you've seen her pop her eyes out of her head?
Oh, I've been friends with her since we were like 12. So I know she used to do it all the time in high school to freak people out. So at least 40 times in my life.
And people buy her drinks.
I've seen it actually work one time as a bar trick. I've never seen it beyond that. But that was like, she told the guy she could do it. He said no. She was like, if I can do it, will you buy me free drinks? He was like, sure. She did it. He bought her free drinks.
Okay, now that's different.
Like, okay.
I thought you meant like, you know, some dude's chatting her up. She bugs her eyes out of her head. And he's like, yeah, mama.
Oh, it's definitely
for a bet. Let me buy you a drink, because I'm thinking no.
Do you ever say, like, keep an eye on this
one? How many people have you ever seen, like, physically, like, I mean, it's like 3/4 of the way. I mean, you can see the whole round part. It's absolutely
I don't want that.
Crazy.
Like, what about, like, so, I mean, is she with anyone? Does she, like, freak out boyfriends or something? You know, in a moment of passion, you know, passionate sex, and, like, bugs her eyes out?
I have no idea how it started. I know that she has to, like, bend over, and she puts her fingers, like, on the sides of her socket to do it, so it's not something that she can just be like, but she like preps it ahead of time, so where she like leans down and she like physically moves them in a way that she can like get them out of the sockets. It's so disgusting, but people are blown away by it. They really are.
Yeah, because it's weird.
It's a bar trick, man.
It's strange.
And also because it's in a bar. I think that if you've ever seen a trick in a bar, it's somewhat mesmerizing. Like, have you ever seen the person that can tie the cherry stem into a knot?
Yes.
I can do that.
Are you
single?
See, I'm tell you right now, you guys each put down your talent on a dating profile, and I bet you get more hits.
And there used to be more bar tricks, it seemed like, when there was smoking allowed in bars. Because I've seen certain tricks.
Involving cigarettes.
Just a lot more fire involved.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
As far as the alcohol and things.
Yeah, when I was a bartender, we used to learn, like, it was like a thing. You older bartenders would teach you, like, a goofy little trick.
And I had one bartender, older guy, matches on the bar kind of guy, and he was the guy who would grab the matches and flick them down the bar and make them stop right in front of whoever was about ready to light the cigarette, man, woman, didn't matter.
Right.
And it would be lit and flipped up, just one individual
like cocktail.
Match. Yes, and he could just flip it, like, psst.
and you watch it slide across, man, and it stop right in front of the person.
I learned this at age 3.
And I mean, I'm telling you, it's impressive. You know what
if
I mean?
If I could do it, I would do it all the time.
It's badass look. It's like, boom, here you go. You need a light. Pow. Like, he just...
It's like, you bring up cocktail, right? Like, that's the last kind of bar I want to go to, right?
Well, you don't like the Japanese steakhouse.
Listen. The problem with Japanese steakhouse is this, all right? I get the chefs walk out, and they do the thing, and they're chopping up all the stuff, and they're flipping the spatula.
That's a talent and a skill. Cut
dude, and that part...
Onion volcano?
That part, yes. You got an onion volcano? It doesn't matter what you say, bro. When you sit down, I promise you, you're going to get an onion volcano.
What's an onion volcano?
So as he's twirling his
Is it like
spatula,
a tower of onion rings or Red Robin?
He takes, it's an onion, and then I slice it up real quick. Each ring's a little smaller, right?
I see.
All right? And then because they don't use their hands, Miles. It's just, he grabs the knife and it spins up so it looks like a Christmas tree kind of, right?
Right.
And then they dump vinegar or something in the middle of it and they light it on fire.
And then you get an onion volcano.
Yeah, because there's a row of onions like a Kiss concert now, blowing fire into the sky.
Those onions go in your food?
Yes, they do.
So then they chop them up
and they go in. And then he throws an egg in the air and he takes the knife and he cuts the thing in half and the yolk lands in the middle. Somehow they catch the shell on the spot.
See, this is amazing.
Okay, now here's where the problem is for someone like me.
Okay.
That's great. One, the food is okay.
For does he build up to each of these events? Like, you know, like everybody's mesmerized. Yes. Like, all right, whoa. And then it's a big wild.
Yes. It's going to make noise. Okay. There's flames. And when you have kids there, last time I went.
Haven't we all been to one of these together?
We have. We have.
I just don't remember all this.
But this, look, man, it's different when you have kids because they think it's mesmerizing. And like I said, the food.
Some adults do too.
Is okay. Like, it's flavorless. It's just whatever. But the kids are happy.
Can you ask for flavor?
You can, but I think they'd be obsessed. Hey, could you add some flavor this time?
Yeah.
I've been here 3 times, and I haven't really tasted the stuff in my mouth. But here's the part I don't like. So then I get to the shrimp, and they start flipping it, you know, off the spatula into your mouth from 15 feet away. And it's like, man, I don't want to do this. But even though you're saying I don't want to do it, the shrimp is now midair coming at you. It's one thing I like about them. They don't care what you're going to say. They launch the food at you anyway.
All right.
My buddy went with his parents years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And his mom, they were a little foo-foo. And I remember, like, the strict rule, she was like, don't put any butter and don't flip a shrimp at me.
Right.
And she's wearing a white cashmere sweater.
Oh, no.
Dude flips it. It lands right on the sweater.
Oh, no.
She had no shot of catching it.
Oh, no.
He probably did it on purpose.
After all your years in the kitchen, do you have any tricks like that? Can you flip an egg just by holding onto the handle of the pan or anything like that?
Yeah, I can do stuff like that. I mean, because that was practical.
I still think that's a skill set.
I can crack an egg with one hand.
All right. I can do that as well.
But
I couldn't do a show for you.
Yeah.
Like I could, but the Japanese steakhouse, I will say this. So I'll try to catch the shrimp because I do like shrimp, but I prefer that they stop doing that. But they did it with broccoli like 2 years ago. I straight up moved my head out of the way.
They got cheap.
Yeah, let it hit the floor.
Did you catch a shrimp in your mouth? You ever done it?
I don't know that I've caught a shrimp, but I'm game.
Okay, game on. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
As Kung Fu Magazine puts it, when a man can tow a truck with his genitals, that's all anyone ever really remembers about him.
Yeah, it's true.
Tu Jin Xing, a 50-year-old man from Taiwan, is a martial arts grandmaster of Iron Crotch. That is a branch of Qigong said to have 60,000 followers worldwide. On 2005, he attached his penis to a truck for a demonstration and pulled it several yards across a car park in Fremont. About 20 people, most of whom study Qigong, the ancient Chinese art of movement and breathing to increase energy, gathered for the truck pull. Its practitioners are known to lift hundreds of pounds with their genitals to increase energy and sexual performance.
Okay, I don't know if I'm that committed.
Our question, who do you know with a special talent or skill? 844-999-OLA.
Let's see, we got a couple of comments here. We're talking about the Japanese restaurants. Says, I was at a Japanese steakhouse not paying attention to the show, and the cook threw an onion at my head. See, they do that. Someone else says, I can dance in any format, but belly dancing is by far the best talent, including playing finger cymbals and balancing a sword on my head. And I can tie a cherry stem in a knot with my tongue. And I speak and understand German. Then she adds, yes, Robin, I can understand you. Cheers, guys, and happy holidays.
Okay.
And this one, I love this one. This might be my favorite so far. My buddy Tommy. He can snort a wacky wall crawler up his nose and bring it out of his mouth.
Oh.
The damn thing would still
wacky wall crawler?
He would snort it up his nose and then cough the thing out of his mouth. And then he adds, it would still crawl down the wall, no joke.
Huh. Still functional.
Wow. That's different.
That is pretty impressive.
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
All right. So, a buddy of mine in college told us about this weird thing that happened to him when he was younger, that, like, he just started, like, really stretching out his body and whatnot. I guess it's for martial arts. But he figured out that he can actually take his feet and he can twist them so that his toes go completely vertical and stack on top of each other.
Ah.
Like, with his heel flat on the ground.
So he just crosses them over one after another?
He can cross them all so that they, like, his bones, like his toes, they actually kind of just stack on top of each other, and he can, like, walk that way.
Okay.
That ever come in handy for anything? Like, even at a bar, do you get a drink for that?
I don't know if he ever got a drink for it, but I know that several people gave him money for it because they bet him he couldn't.
All right, yeah. I mean, if you got a skill with your body. My buddy Brett can walk on his hands for however long he wants, or he used to be able to, for however long he wants.
Really? He was that guy.
He can walk around the house. He can take turns. He can go long distances. His back is really arched, and his feet are more flopped over the back as he goes along. You know what I mean? He starts kind of more upright, but then he just kind of relaxes and gets into it. He can, and not only that, but anywhere we ever wanted to go, he can scale anything. So if there is a telephone pole, he can shimmy up it. If there's a tree, if we were camping, if we were downtown and trying to figure out where we were, he would just go up a pole. It was the strangest, and it was so fast, and it was so efficient.
Would you hang him with Bubbles the Chimp or something?
No, he was just, honest to God, he could scale anything. I mean, you name
did
it.
Did he train at this, or did he was just a, something he could
he
do?
Was a rock climber, all right? So,
okay.
Like, back to the toe thing, like, his toes, that was another thing, man. Like, his toes were strong, like, he
crack walnut.
Yeah, I mean, he could do anything.
Give you a shoulder massage.
Yeah, I mean, it was honest to God. Like,
yeah, that didn't seem too creepy.
Which I thought was just nuts. Like, if it was a tree, if there was anything going on where, you know, you had to go upward, he'd just do it, and he would do it in seconds. It wasn't like there was any anticipation.
So crazy to me.
You know?
I've never had that ability. You know what I mean? Like, I can climb over a fence like anyone else. But, like, climbing trees and all that, there's no real...
No.
Never had it.
Yeah, and I'm talking, like, 100 feet up in the air. Like, he had no fear of just going straight up.
Did you ever see him eat it?
No. I know he fell a couple times while climbing with friends.
Right.
But I think these were more technical faces where basically he was going around a lip at the top maybe of a wall and slipped and lost his hand. Maybe 20 feet is probably how far he fell.
That's pretty bad, man.
Pretty significant. But I'm telling you, he's a cat. Like, he just flip over and try to land on his feet.
Yeah, I've never had anything like that. I can't even look. My thumbs don't even bend enough to do that thing that you do with kids where it looks like your thumb is cut in half. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone will come up, you put this, you wrap your. Like, oh, look at that. I tore my.
Right.
My thumbs don't bend enough to even do that.
Okay. I don't know how to do that.
What do you mean? Can you bend your thumbs?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, man.
All right, Mike Hawk, we got to get to the bottom of this talent or our skill thing, okay? So here's what we know about you. We know that your father has been a professional auctioneer for his whole career life. Is that all he's done? Mike, are you there?
Oh, there he is.
There we are. Yeah, right. Over 30 years. So, yeah, pretty much his professional career.
Okay, so, and you grew up, I guess, going to the auction with your dad.
Correct.
All right. Now, how long was this something that he learned from somebody that he knew?
Yeah, his dad.
So you're
a family business.
So correct. How many generations of auctioneers have been in your family?
So it started with my grandfather, my dad's dad. There was actually a song called The Auctioneer Song that he would listen to, and it was one of his favorite songs, and it actually does have the chant in it. He loved it. He learned how to become an auctioneer, and
wait,
he
wait,
did.
Wait. Is that like a song that was on the radio back in the day?
What is the chant?
It might have been. Well, they're the typical auctioneer.
Can you find? We don't know what the typical auctioneer chant is.
Is this like the Lion Sleeps Tonight or something like that?
Oh, no, I can find this thing. Hang on.
All right, okay. So obviously this is in the family, but your dad then had to learn how to do this too, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So my dad, as well as his sister, because my aunt is also an auctioneer. So basically, this entire clan is auctioneers.
You got to use the word clan, don't you?
Check out the greatest story never told, episode 7 on radio.com, as our own Steve the Thrill Hill actually interviews a real Imperial
wizard, I think.
Wizard, dragon, whatever they are.
He's one of those.
Right. It's actually pretty entertaining if you check out the new podcast. But continue on about your clan story.
So anywho... There is a there's a college over in Billings, Montana. It's called the Western College of Auctioneering. It is a 12-day course, if I'm not mistaken. And you go in there, and they'll teach you some of the fundamentals on how to be an auctioneer. They will take you through a bunch of word exercises and speaking exercises to kind of help you get that chant and that drone.
Okay,
down.
I'm going to assume that you being in Montana and going to school for auctioneering, that you are one of the only men in your class. Did you were there guys that came in and you like maybe knew who their father was, or you knew like, oh guy, this guy's going to lay it down.
He's awesome.
You know what I mean? Like, it's getting into a rap battle with Eminem. Or something. You know what I mean? Like,
auctioneer battle.
Yeah, is there somebody where you're just like, oh, this guy is just the man?
No, that was me.
He's the man. I love me some me kind of thing?
One of my teachers actually flew over there, and I had known him since I was 5 years old, and his son is also one of the teachers that was over there instructing us. So that was really kind of my going nuts about it. Sort of thing is learning under this guy.
Okay, now so there are four auctioneers in your family.
Oh, there's more than that.
How many are there?
I also have my cousin Brian as an auctioneer.
Cousin Brian is?
Yeah.
I didn't know he could pull off.
Who else?
I'm trying to think of who else.
What, are they stupid?
I know that my uncle, my aunt's husband, my uncle works as a ringman. He works on the floor at auctions. My grandma was my grandfather's clerk at his auction forever. My mom was the sales manager at the auction company that I work with.
This is like a white Sanford and Son.
It really is. Okay, so out of all these people, who is the best auctioneer in your family?
I gotta say my dad.
Your father is better than his father?
Yes.
Okay, are you better than your dad's dad? Are you better than your grandpa?
Am I better than my grandpa? You know what? I never caught my grandpa in his prime, so I can't say that.
So you got him at the end there?
Yeah.
It's like when Jerry Rice played for the Seahawks.
Damn. Now, is it more skill? Is it something you practice? Or is it a talent that obviously your family has?
No, it is a skill sort of a thing. Just to base that off of one of the guys that I learned under actually went into auctioneering with a stammer. He didn't know that he could do it because he had a stammer, and he became a 3-time world champion auctioneer.
Did that not
that's
help
like
him?
Rudy.
That's the movie you made.
Three-time.
Wait a minute. He had a stammer. Isn't that an unfair advantage? Isn't that like being 7'6"? He's a good basketball player. 7'6".
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, a stammer, that would seem to me like to fit the mold. Like, if I had a competition, like, you wouldn't be allowed in.
Better, better, better.
Because you're on steroids. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've got an advantage.
Eh, small one.
All right. Okay.
But I will say this. I think, like, in Mike's case, like, if your father's a professional athlete, you probably have a blessed talent. But not all professional athletes' kids make it. Like, you still have to work on the skill.
He still might lack the skill.
Like, his family's done that forever, so he might have a little talent advantage, but, like, he still had to go to school and hone the skill.
Sure, absolutely.
I think that's where talent and skill gets kind of...
That's why I don't do anything remotely like my father, but my brother does.
Yeah.
They're too smart. Like, I got no advantage.
Yeah.
Our question.
And shorter than me.
Who do you know with a special talent or skill? 844-999-HOLA.
Talent sometimes with family stuff. Like, everybody in my family can hit a baseball or softball.
All right.
That's because when you're a little child, like, there's just cousins, whatever, just constantly, like, here, take this bat.
Was baseball the game when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
So that was all anyone did. All
right. That's what everyone did. My brother and cousin both played college, but my cousin Christina and Kelly, I mean, they were awesome at softball.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, by far.
Okay. All right. Your brother played college baseball?
Yeah, like community college.
All right, well, that's still college baseball.
Yeah.
That's a big
thing. My cousin played community college baseball?
Oh, yeah. You can play anything at community college.
I had no idea.
Baby, got radio stations.
Damn.
Seriously, me and my cousin did one.
Who do you know with a special talent or skill? 844-999-OLA.
Shout out to Professor Fair.
Real quick comment came in. We had the guy that sent the comment that said his buddy could snort a wacky wall crawler up one nostril, get it out of his mouth, and it would still stick to the wall. Someone else says, my buddy can stuff a bendy glow stick up each nostril and thread them out of his mouth. Regular hit at our yearly Halloween parties.
You should tell people about how the quarter story affected, you know, your meeting in New Orleans.
This is a matter of genetics and being poor. So at the time that I was hanging out in a place called, well, we call it the Star Wars Bar, Mount Royal Tavern in Baltimore City, all right? So I'm broke, but I'm a drunk. So you sit at the bar anyway, and if you could somehow make money, without doing anything too bad, you buy yourself a beer. So I realized with my big-ass Jay-Z nostrils that I can stuff quarters in there, right?
Yeah.
Anywhere from, quarters in my nose.
Quarters.
So I can't remember, it's like four or five in each nostril, something like that. It hurt, but it's the same thing where no one believed you could do it. And there's two ways it worked. First, you had them provide the change. Because people reach in their pocket.
They're not going to get the money back, though, after you stick it in your nose.
Well, it's not that they don't get it back. They would choose to let me keep it.
I knew that
going in. They never thought about that. So I'd make about $2 every time I did it, maybe $2.50 on a good
day. So you could put four quarters in each nostril?
I think I got up to five at one point. But the beauty was they'd buy me the beer. They said they'd buy me if I would do it. But you do this four or five times a night, you drink, you know, six, seven beers.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, that's just how I was living. But, yeah.
But then later on, yeah.
So then I moved to New Orleans, all right? And my second or third day there, I'm just trying to check out the city. I'm walking down Canal Street, which is a very, very, very busy street. There's this huge dude walking toward me, and he's kind of making eyes at me. And this is not a smiley-looking guy. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude. Like, what is going to happen? And as we walk by each other, he's still kind of eyeing me up, slows down a little, but he keeps walking. I'm like, all right. Then he goes, hey. I turn around. He's like, hey, man. Did you used to live in Baltimore? Keep in mind, I've been there for 3 days. I said, yeah, I did. And he's like, I knew it. You're the dude who can stuff the quarters in his nose.
See, you're famous.
So then I moved down here to my girlfriend. His girlfriend owns a coffee shop. He tells her about me. I see him again. It's like a week later. I see her, and she's like, oh, my God, it is you. He told me the guy. They don't know my name. They don't know anything about me.
The quarter of the nose guy.
Yeah. I don't remember them from anything, but they remember me as a quarters in the nose guy. And I got free coffee, by the way.
I won $10 once, or it might have been a little more. Just chugging three beers in a minute.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
Wait, $10 for that? That's a win-win.
Yeah.
Oh, my chugging beer skills are solid. I mean, I can not
out of cups.
Out of cups. Not out of a can. And not out of a shotgun situation.
Right. I'm a can bottle guy.
When it comes to a pint, man, I can knock it down. Who do you know with a special talent or skill? 844-999-OLA. We can try that one if you want in here, too. I'll just knock down a pint of beer real quick.
But I mean, remember on The Man Show, right? Back in the day?
All right.
With Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel. Remember, what was the guy's name? Ziggy Zaggy, Ziggy Zaggy, oi, oi, oi. But that was his whole thing. He just could chug beers real quick, and he was famous for being on that show and just drinking beer.
And chugging beer.
Yeah.
Ted, you're living life wrong. Could have been you.
I've been saying that for years.
Hello, Quentin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this is about me. My weird skill is I can weld with my feet.
I'm sorry, what now?
I can weld with my feet. Like, I can hold the welding torch in my feet and weld with it.
Is this because you're very strong, skilled, you don't have arms? How did you get this talent?
So, one day, my buddy just bought a new trailer-mounted welding rig. And, you know, we were playing around with it, doing all kinds of, frankly, stupid stuff. And I said, hey, you want, let me try welding my feet real quick. And, you know, it was kind of tricky, getting it held between my boots, but eventually I did it, and I actually made a pretty okay weld with it.
Wait, why did you want to try to weld with your feet? I'm not understanding what this spark of inspiration was.
I was a teenager at the time, and we were okay.
Say no more.
Yeah, we saw a man drink and eat with his feet, but he didn't have arms.
Obviously
he was very skilled with his feet.
I've never seen anyone hold a fork and a knife and like cut a piece of steak with their feet.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of next level. Otherwise, he looked like a pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looked like the Gordon Fisherman a little bit.
But how he was backed, like how he could sit, you got to keep in mind, this guy's sitting on a bar stool.
Right.
He's not on a table. So he's already elevated, and he can just bend his knees up to a point, like in his chest. And then it kind of looked like a praying mantis, like how he worked his...
It looked like he was stuck ass first in a trash can.
You know what I mean? Then he could bring his feet to his face.
I don't know that I can eat next to him.
We walked into the place. His back is to you when you walk in. So something looked weird, but you don't really notice. And where we sat, we're kind of catty-cornered to him. Picture the bar being the shape of an L. He's on the bottom, running up and down part. And Miles kind of nudges me. Doesn't say anything, just, you know, directs me with his eyes. And then I'm like, what? What do you think the guys are? Oh, my God, in heaven, the dude's eating with his feet, chatting with the bartender. Like I said, fork and knife, wiping his mouth with the napkin, the whole thing. Ted, I'm not making this up. And then before he left, because he knows the bartender, gave her a high five with his foot. She did her hand, he did his
foot. I don't know if I could high five. And he's eating a steak, huh?
Yeah, he was cutting up his food, man.
It was insane.
Just and like, then start spreading the news. And then we got kicked out.
Yes, that is true.
He would. Right. What'd you get kicked out for?
I don't want to sound. We would sound really.
You can't keep it together sometimes when something happens, but it's not supposed to be something that's supposed to be funny.
Something that's. Right. It's not supposed
like
to be
like laughing
funny.
At a funeral and you can't stop.
Yeah. It was kind of laughing at somebody at a karaoke bar.
Yes.
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 Right.
And look, we're trying to keep it under wraps. It's just our shoulders kept jiggling, you know. The bartender then started laughing because it gets a little contagious. But I think when she pieced together what it was we were laughing at, and now she's laughing too, she kind of made us go. We weren't being bad. She's just like,
is this a bar you normally go to?
Yes. This was a bar that I've been banned from.
Yes, and it was great food too. And I had like my chin down, but my shoulders are bouncing up and down.
Oh,
and I can't breathe.
Yeah, we got kicked
out
of there.
Wait, is that the second time?
No.
That was the final time.
We got kicked out that time. I was 86 permanently for a different incident. I'll leave it at that. But
just keep in mind, I'm not going to say where the place is, but I once puked and rallied in the parking lot. They invite me back.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, no, we were
gone. Damn. Yeah, we were thrown out.
Who do you know with a special talent or skill? 844-999-OLA.
That was bad, man. It was bad.
I can't believe they even serve steak.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Yes, they do.
The place looked terrible, but the food was actually pretty good.
Oh, it was great.
It really did. It looked like a bar that should be in a motel.
Yeah, they have bacon fried rice.
Mm-hmm. And delicious dumplings.
That was so good. I think I never got to get bacon fried rice again. I could probably sneak back in now. They won't remember me.
I don't know.
I bet you could find bacon fried rice somewhere else where you don't have to
But
risk
it was really good.
It was really good.
It was very unique then. You know what I mean? It was kind of like new. You know what I mean?
They still did it better than anyone else. That's all we're saying, man. Like, it's the best in town, and we can't go in. I definitely cannot go in.
I bet you could pull it off.
I could, yeah. I think I could.
That's so unfair, though.
I just have to go in with a hat and sunglasses.
It is, but, I mean, people don't recognize Miles at our own events.
Right.
Like, everybody knows you.
I'm going to walk in there, she's going to go, no, you out.
That would be kind of funny, though.
You friends with tall black men, no. You start spreading the news, guy.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
844-999. Olar question, who do you know with a special talent or skill?
And Miles, you started asking Mike, because Mike, one of his side gigs is an auctioneer, following in the footsteps of what? His father, some cousins, all this stuff. It's like a family business. But there's also what, the auctioneering school that he had to go to. And Mike, you bragged that you were kind of the man there. Like, you were the guy that could lay down the best auctioning stuff. So, by the way, comments came in and says, Mike Hawk is talking big. Let's hear him do it.
All right.
Mike, let's hear the skills. So is Mike going to say the auction song? Yeah, you told us about the auction song, which inspired your grandfather to want to do it. That's someone true. Else, I want to hear Mike do the auctioneering thing. So, Mike, if you would, please, just get these people off our case.
I got you. So I'm going to go 25. I got to get to 25, not 30. I'm going to 30, not 35. I got to get to 35, go 40. I'm going to 40, not 45. I'm going to 45, 5. I'm going to 45, go 50. There it is.
Not bad at all.
Also got the auctioneering song.
That's the old song.
Yeah.
This inspired my grandfather right here.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. And what are you going to give for? I'm a 25 to get 30 now. $500 if I have another $400 on the making of 40 now. $500 if I... There was a boy in Arkansas who would listen to his mom when she told him he should go to school.
Oh, yeah.
He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die. I've got to learn that auction dry. Gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid and now $30 bid. Will you give it 30, make it 30 bid?
I'm glad you edited that. I was afraid there might be an F-bomb.
I feel bad now. I don't know if I ever listened to my Paul.
No.
That was your grandfather's favorite song. Do you know who that's by, Mike?
That is Leroy Van Dyke.
Of course it is.
Of course. You know, we used to play that a lot in my family, Mike.
Leroy Van Dyke.
Look, I'm not trying to make a judgment call. I just don't feel like your grandfather would like me much.
Sure he would.
Whatever.
His favorite song was by Leroy.
And by the way, Mike, as far as it goes, so that inspired your grandfather to become the family business, but it's pretty cool. Someone comments, they say, Mike's dad has done our nonprofit annual auction for the last few years, and he's fantastic.
There you go.
Probably.
Boom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. By the way, he's still alive.
Who?
Leroy Van Dyke.
What's he doing?
He's 90 years old.
Get out of here.
He sounds like
he's probably just living off the royalties from that song.
Who do you know with a special talent or skill? 844-999-OLA.
Oh, hear his cover of Gold Digger from Kanye.
Dude, that one and, of course, Walk On By.
Yeah, Walk On By. It's my favorite.
He's released all his stuff to iTunes now, so he's making a killing.
His covers of NWA songs. Hello, Joe.
Little kid looking up to me.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I have this crazy little talent that I call it a stupid bar trick. Onto little cardboard coasters on the edge of the glass, pick it up and drink from it, and set it back down without the coaster falling off.
So he can put the coaster on top of the glass?
No, I balance the edge of the coaster on the edge of the glass to where it's sticking straight out.
Wait a minute. You're balancing the coaster itself on the top of the glass, edge to edge.
But the coaster is horizontal to the table, sticking out from the edge.
All right. I have to see this. I need a visual of it. For some reason, I can't put it together in my mind.
I'm sure it's impressive.
Wait, so he's lifting the cup up? The glass up with the coaster?
Yes.
So you can balance the glass on the coaster, then drink with it without using your hand?
No. I can balance the coaster, the corner of the coaster, or if it's round, the very edge, on the very top edge of the glass.
All right. And then pick up the beer. Okay, we got you.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I used to do this in Germany to... basically get drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get anything else out of it?
Not really.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not bring home quite jerks.
Yeah. Because there's a level of trick that'll get you laid, right?
Do you have any bar tricks that would have gotten you laid?
No.
It's like if you did, you would have done them.
I had one back in the day with a fork and a spoon and a toothpick that was pretty good.
What did you do?
I balanced a fork and a spoon on the side of the glass while catching the toothpick on fire. And then, basically, it just looks like the spoon and the fork are hanging on to the side of the glass. It's an impossible-looking trick.
Are you sure? This really does not sound impressive.
It's not that impressive until you see it and you go, oh, that looks pretty
cool. Is that something you could do?
Yeah.
All right.
All I need is a toothpick and a fork and a spoon and a cup.
Toothpick, fork. I don't see if we can find that at the next
one. I mean, at a restaurant, that's pretty easy to find.
Yeah, you think
or a bar.
Yeah,
that'll
work.
I used to have one involving straws and a napkin, but I have no idea what I was doing.
You don't remember what it was?
No.
Come on, man.
It was a cool trick. It involved straws and a napkin.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Who do you know with a special talent or skill? 844-999-OLA.
You guys know magic?
I can do two magic tricks with cards.
All right. Yeah, I have one trick. That's it.
I don't think I have any.
Yeah, I got a good card.
No card tricks?
I mean, I got one, but it involves two people to pull it off.
So you can't just mesmerize yourself at home?
No. Okay. No, I got nothing like that.
Who do you know with a special talent or skill? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.